The scripture for today from the calendar is really a great one. And it's one we as Christians need to rejoice over and live by. I'm going to put it up on the King James first. Have Pat do that. Thank you, Pat. You're so faithful. Yay, Pat. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So many times as Christians we forget this, and we go around and we worry and we fret inside, even silently. We might not say anything to anyone else, but we're burdened down with a load of care because we're not just giving these burdens to the Lord, who said he would carry them with us and for us. And be careful for nothing. That means even the little tiniest thing we can lift up to God. And in everything, by prayer and supplication, here's the kicker. With what? Thanksgiving. With thanksgiving or praise. Could say praise, let your requests be made known unto God. And as we do that, something happens in our spirit. We have a problem, it's heavy. We take it to God and we start praising him for who he is, acknowledging then in the spirit, acknowledging that he's big enough to take care of it. Right, Cease? Izzy, are you sure?
Amen.
He is big enough. And so there's a praise that wells up in our heart, and that kind of helps take care of the worry, right? Amen. He has a purpose in everything he tells us to do. This morning, I was in pain this morning, and I think I tried to do too much weeding here at the church. And then, you know, when you're having something going on at your house, you do those little extra things, and you push yourself maybe a little too far. Anyway, I was in pain. But as the worship practice was starting, something started to happen in my heart. And I just was praying and praising at the same time. And as I did that, the pain was just lifting. Take everything, even little pains, even the fact that you're not working quite. You know, hey, some of us are over 50, right? You too. And we have those little aches and pains that would tend to slow us down. But as we praise, there's something that happens in our spirit and our countenance. I love this out of the Message Bible. So let's stand and let's say it as it's written from the Message Bible. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Amen. Letting him know. But letting petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Let's be more diligent to pray and rejoice as we do, because my God's big enough to take care of it. How about yours?
Amen.
Amen.